UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
How much are we paying this kid?
I have no idea.
It's got to be a good number.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I am a fat 37-year-old.
And James Strebel.
Have we been intimate before or not?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Jack Harlow tweeting about it. Instagramming about
it. Jack Harlow did?
Oh, yeah.
What
Instagram on Twitter. He just put it up. Just, you know, yes. And,
oh,
you know,
okay.
A right. Guy with a 1.4 million followers on Twitter. That's significant.
All right, Reuben Owens Mania continues. Hour number three.
Yep.
Presented by Cox's Spirit Shops. There we go. Presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com. Beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars. You watching a little College World Series, Strebel?
Yeah,
look at you watching a little College World Series.
Yeah,
you'll never have to worry about that again with Mitch Barnhart.
No, because Mingione is
because he doesn't care about college baseball, Jack. I mean, obviously today we had Steve Wiltfong on last hour. He was a lot of fun. Dave Lackford was on with Patty Ice earlier today, filling in for Bobby V.
Oh, cool.
We can dive into some of that. Also, we had our guy Paolo Del Piccolo on.
Yes.
And he gave, Jack, we may need to play the last answer. Because Louis Rabeau texted me.
It was something.
And he goes, that might be the most generic response in radio history. And that isn't easy to do.
Because I thought he's like, well, I don't want to give too much away, but we're trying to score more goals. I'm like, okay, that's whatever. Then he goes, we're also trying to not concede as many goals. I'm like, so you're trying to win the game, Paolo.
He Belichicked us.
He did. Yes, he absolutely really did.
But he did so in a completely different
manner.
Surfer dude manner than Bill Belichick.
He wasn't deadpan.
We got Belichick.
We did.
We need to get that sound as well.
And he flew out of here.
Texter says, Strebel, don't you know that everything's tanking in the stock market?
Well, yeah, everything, but Meta is like, people are like paying attention to Meta's stock. Not everything.
Strebel's Facebook got hacked, and Jack was too scared to bring it up last week because Strebel was being bossy. He was being angry. So what are you doing with it? Anything?
No, there's nothing I can do.
There's nothing you can do?
Nothing I can do.
What is it right now? Do you have any idea?
I haven't had the Facebook app on Jack, my phone
look
for
this
over
up
a
every,
year.
We got to look this up every single day now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with it. I don't even know if it's my name anymore. Like, I have no clue.
Hang on. We got to find this.
Part of the problem was because I haven't been on it for so long. Because I haven't been on it in over a year. And it was just easier to hack, I guess.
I think it was taken down.
Good. Yes! Victory!
Yeah, I think you're good to go.
Yes! That's good news. I need good news. That's good news.
Yeah, I need good news.
Yes, that was good
Your
news.
Life is so difficult right now. I
you
need
sit on
good
your big
news.
Deck by the pool.
Well, you were in the pool today.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Texas says Strebel's password is password. No, it's something Kentucky or family related. I already know. Like, there's no way Strebel.
It's Kellen Favoritson.
There's no way Strebel in any password goes outside of something close family or BBN. I feel very comfortable saying that.
Well, you're probably right, but, you know.
Done.
It's
take the BBN out of you.
Well, it's not BBN.
Okay, it's family. It's there you go.
Yeah,
there you go, Jack.
It's family related.
Family BBN.
Family BBN and harassing Mark Blankenbaker. That's what we do.
Down with the sheriff.
Well, let me ask you guys something. Like an open forum. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line Liquor Barn Studios on this Tuesday. in the 3 o'clock hour, we talked a lot about, you know, my thoughts about Reuben Owens and U of L, and some of that was a repeat of things that we said, have said before, even though I was off last week, things that we have said on this show. And then we got into the Kentucky angles, and I think there's time to get in to those Kentucky angles again. Is there something I'm missing? Because just to give people big picture, on the Louisville side of this, everything with the conversation with Scott Satterfield and Reuben Owens and NIL and the Clarkson's family and everything else runs through the prism of how surprised everybody is. Mm-hmm. Louisville fans are genuinely surprised. Why? Because they've seen Satterfield be a 500 coach and be a 500 recruiter. I mean, that's been the narrative.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, of course, they're fired up and like all those emotions, I understand. But they're magnified because of how unexpected all of this has been.
Right.
Okay? On the Louisville side of this, this was unexpected. It was about Jeff Brohm. It was about, I mean, the recruiting was, it's got to be better. I mean, all of us were on here giving fake takes on it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And so on the Louisville side, I said that in hour number one. It's so unexpected. Okay? I don't know. One of the other angles was, like, even when Patino had down years, I would even say you would have given John L. Smith, Bobby Petrino, Chris Mack got some of this.
Yeah.
That, I think Patino's the best example, that he had down years, but you all knew that there was greatness there.
Yeah, you saw the national championship in Kentucky.
Scott Satterfield doing what he's doing now. I mean, he's doing things like Nick Saban, who has won things, has done.
Right.
Okay? And that has added to the unexpectedness of it. And I don't know what would be a turnaround that would be equal to this. And if you guys can help me there, and I'm saying that knowing that it hasn't translated to the field. And yes, Kentucky fans, I know it's not National Signing Day. It's not December. This scat's got to hold on to the class. I know every Kentucky fan has let me know that they need to actually sign on the dotted line. They need to fax their materials in. So there's all the Louisville things. There's the Clarkson family, finding them. The father being in the position he is, I mean, hell, he's tweeting out more than Pierce is, than his son is.
Yeah, he is.
So all of that's out there. On the Kentucky side, what I basically said was, it's surprising and unexpected because every Kentucky fan I know had already written the obituary on Scott Satterfield at U of L. Y'all thought you were going to, listen, it still may happen this year. Beat him this year, embarrassed him last year, they got everything going, and Scott Satterfield couldn't get a quarterback or he couldn't have an actual big-time recruiting class. I don't even mean this. I mean just like a fine recruiting class.
Like
okay?
A top 30-ish
recruiting class. You all laughed at him.
Yes.
He's the guy that whined about L's down. He's the guy that couldn't go to big boy football. And again, it has not translated. I hear you, BBN. But it's unexpected because of all those things, because of how you have been talking about him, that boom, it's unexpected, which has made Kentucky fans come up with the same one or two lines.
Tired takes.
Same tired takes.
Yeah.
It's made them, like Strebel, pivot to Mitch Barnhart, or, like some, just whine on Twitter and embarrass themselves on Twitter. And there's been some of that as well. Is there anything, the only thing that I haven't brought up today, and I would imagine you guys beat the dead horse last week on this.
Oh, yeah.
And that's any parallel between Kenny Payne and Scott Satterfield. Yeah. I would imagine that would be something that was talked about.
Kenny
and then,
Payne won
thank you,
days.
It was magnified with Louisville's big weekend that is going to turn into multiple commits that already turned into Reuben Owens committing.
Yes.
Okay? And so there is some new meat to chew on, if you will. With that, I would say, is that a real angle?
Well,
like, in other words, is the narrative already, much like the Kentucky fan has already made the narrative about Mitch Barnhart in name, image, and likeness.
Sure.
It is going to take Mitch Barnhart to say multiple things publicly, to do multiple things publicly, for his coaches to promote how much he loves, accepts, and wants to grow name, image, and likeness before y'all are going to start to even consider that this man is living in 2022.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
With NIL.
Yep. Yep.
Are we there? Are we ready to say that about Kenny Payne? Kenny Payne sounds a lot like some of the things that Mitch Barnhart has said, and when John Calipari has lost out on a kid, he sounds a little bit that like he said
yes.
with Cal, and it is, they're different sports, it's viewed differently, they're cheered for and attended differently.
Absolutely.
And Kenny's taking over while Satterfield, and this goes into all of this, while he had back against the wall that, am I going to be a lame duck coach? Am I going to have to take a major step back? Or can we get something going here by doing things different than what we've done? Whether I like it or not, doing things in a different manner. Mm-hmm. Okay? Is there a parallel that is fair to analyze between Satterfield and Kenny Payne?
Well,
I don't know. I'm asking. I really don't know.
The only thing, it is difficult. And Kenny Payne's taking over a difficult situation. But at the same time, basketball can be flipped in a season, in one off season.
But he also hasn't flipped it.
He has not.
And he has put on the record that if they get a kid like Nigel Pack, guess what he did? He flipped it, Strebel.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, guess what? If he got one of the best players in America, okay,
flipped already.
As a backcourt player to add to this team.
Tyrese Hunter,
It would be, they would have flipped things.
Right.
And they would probably have another guy or two that would have followed him there.
Instead.
And he's been public with that, like Mitch Barnhart has.
Yes, no, he has. And he's in front of 1,000 or more people last week, and he said all those things, and we read them on air. But no, in the
tell me you talked about the attendance of that.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it was a little is sparse. I think was the term that I used. But when you look at the week in a microcosm, you look at what happened to Louisville football this weekend, and they get Reuben Owens, and then on the other side, you look at Kenny Payne, and what is he getting? Possibly getting a no-star recruit that nobody knew about and Masterpiece Son as a walk-on. Those are two different things, man.
You guys need to help me.
Those are two different things.
Is Masterpiece Son
Hersey?
You say Hersey or Percy?
No, it's Hersey with an H.
Okay. He wasn't the super secret guard, was he?
I hope, Jack, help me here. I think he was.
No, he wasn't.
I hope not.
I'm going to have to crush a couple Louisville people.
Yeah, then. I mean, if he's a super secret recruit.
Don't tell me this was.
Because it was supposed to be Imani Bates.
Where's Diener's Deep Pickle at?
Where is Deep Pickle? Deep Pickle, it can't be Masterpiece.
It can't,
as a walk-on.
It can't be Percy.
It can't,
I like that name, by the way.
I thought it was Fabio. I thought it was Fabio too. Yeah, I thought he was a super secret recruit, but he's not so secret. He literally came out, but he really did like come out of nowhere. Like we didn't know anything. Like, we didn't know that dude's name.
We didn't know
he existed. We know he existed.
Well, I mean, I've been watching
Fabio Basile for a while now.
He has six or seven plays on the internet. I've been watching them.
A little YouTube, little 45-second YouTube.
You don't know
clip.
Basketball if you don't know Fabio.
You don't know basketball if you don't
know Fabio.
Son,
you don't know it.
You don't know it.
Does Hersey have any stars? I know he's a walk-on.
He's a walk-on. I don't know.
That wasn't it. That couldn't have been it. Diener's got a Deep Pickle.
He does have
source.
He does.
Well,
Diener, if your Deep Pickle was trying to sell you on Hersey
Hawkins,
I think you need another pickle.
Here's the thing. Louisville fans, it's not going... This storyline that I bring up is the only other storyline that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I mean, put it this way. Louisville fans will not talk about this right now.
No.
In a couple years, maybe next year even.
Right.
Definitely the year after. If Scott Satterfield is getting much better classes and Louisville football is doing something different than Louisville basketball, then it becomes a conversation.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right now, it's not. Now, I believe it is a topic.
It's a topic. Okay? I don't know how serious it is, but it's a topic.
If Kenny Payne weren't from Kentucky, I would almost view it different.
Oh, being around Cal and all the glory days because, and getting whoever they wanted?
No, because of this. Because he's been around Mitch Barnhart. And because
yeah.
Calipari's going to pay you.
Yes.
But you ain't going to walk in and tell Cal how much you need.
No, this is
and
exactly
that sounds
right.
A little bit like Kenny Payne.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound probably like Louisville football.
No, it doesn't.
Okay? And so that's we have different conversations going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is murky. I don't even know how much of a conversation it is. All I do know is, I mean, come on, what are we doing here? I mean, we can't have Hersey be the secret guard. What are we doing here?
And you're right. I think your analysis.
Where's
on,
Fabio? Did he commit, by the way?
Not that I've
is
heard.
Is he on
no.
campus?
He was on campus yesterday. I don't know if he's still there or not. But Fabio was on campus yesterday. I don't know if he how the workouts went. I don't know what Kenny Payne
was. Fabio working out?
What Nolan Smith thought was he was.
Well,
he was
I mean,
working
poor,
out.
Poor Fabio's on campus, and everyone's talking about Reuben Owens
and Jets. And
I mean, what are we doing
he's
here?
Like, where's my private
yeah,
jet?
Yeah, where's his private
he
jet?
Poor old Fabio didn't get a private jet picture. He didn't get a picture with a.
I agree with you.
With a chain around his shoulders, looking tough.
Jack,
he didn't get any of that.
Jack, do you have any idea who Master P is?
He's a rapper.
Did you know that before?
Yes, I actually did.
Because his other son was, didn't he go like Cal or something like that?
Yes, something yeah, like it, that. He had another yeah. son that plays basketball, and he went and played basketball. I think Cal might be right. No, was it Central Florida, wasn't it? I don't know. I know he had a son
don't
that played
me.
Basketball. But, I mean, what's more surprising? That Scott Satterfield is like getting all these dudes and Kenny Payne's not getting anybody? I mean, what's more stunning?
Yes.
I mean,
that's the answer.
It's stunning.
Well, it's not a conversation right now.
It's not right now.
Again, it's going to be down the line.
But in the short term.
I bring it up because it's one of the only angles that we really haven't talked about. What was the Blankenbaker angle that we talked about in the 3 o'clock hour? Jack, do you have any? We asked a very difficult Blankenbaker question.
Yeah. I can't remember.
And I can't remember
a
what
lot,
it is.
A lot's happened since then, and I can't really. It was a difficult Blankenbaker question.
I just wrote down Blankenbaker witch with a question mark.
This is a time to be giddy.
A time to be giddy. He is giddy. He is giddy.
No. I did love it. Like, when Strebel kind of craps on things, it's like Miracle-Gro. You know? It's like having, like, compost on, like, new seeds. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, this great recruiting group, and you lost a cornerback. And then 2 hours later.
Yeah.
It took Satterfield long enough.
You know the beauty to that? I'm trying to think. If there's two guys that I know who have never been around compost...
Dieter Blank
spreading out a little compost,
yeah.
Jack,
yeah.
on their
a little
kale.
Compost on a Tuesday.
A little compost on a Tuesday.
Now, I've been around compost.
I'm sure you have.
My grandfather had a pretty nice-sized garden when I was a kid. I'd help him out in the garden. So I've been around compost. I have, in Valley Station.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what Jack's like, I've never even been to Valley
What's
Station.
What's Valley Station?
That's what it's.
That sounds scary.
Billy Jack's Reed says, Pat is the Kenny Payne of the gas bags. That's incorrect. I actually land 5 stars.
Whoa.
I mean, come on. Pat strikes out at softball.
This is a good point. Yes, he does. Jack got
Jack
really
can't.
There.
Jack can't watch a movie for the show because right. he's got gas bags on Monday.
And
they,
watch
yeah, they
watch
did it. They did it because they thought it'd be content, and
yeah.
they were getting a lot of pub, and now there's no content.
Yeah,
because they just lose every game.
Yes,
so it's not funny. They're just embarrassing. They're just embarrassing us.
I got a text from
who'd you get a text from?
A mutual friend. He asked if Barnhart ever responded to my email. No, he has not.
Nor should he.
I'm telling you got to do the handwritten letter. He
yeah,
only respects the handwritten
right.
letter. He's
you're
old
right.
fashioned like that.
I got to write a letter out to Barnhart and
oh
put it
my
with a feather.
God, this guy's the savior of Louisville basketball. He's like John Calipari and Coach K. He's doing the one and done like everybody else.
Jack's
holy
like,
bleep, I'm all in. Get me on the pain train. Woo, woo!
What was Pat doing?
Pat
today?
Sounds like a guy whose voice can't get high.
Right. Yeah.
Like Jack, he's close to vocal cord like surgery or something. I don't know what's going on with Pat, and he's screaming. Texter says, Master P's other son was Lil Romeo.
Yeah, he was Lil Romeo. Yes, yes. And he was the little soldier.
Okay, help me here. What was the little soldier?
Yeah, that was the...
What was... Help me here. Who was... It was Romeo Langford who was Master P's son, according to the Courier Journal. Was it the Courier?
Oh, God.
Was
it the Courier?
Who did that?
Who did that?
Jack, do you remember?
Oh, it was, man.
I don't remember who it was.
Barnstable Brown.
Yeah.
It was Barnstable Brown.
Yes.
That they pictured is Master P along with son Romeo.
Oh, I think it was the Courier Journal. But who was it? Who took the photo and who wrote the line? Little Romeo.
Texas says Fabio's on campus. He was at practice today. I mean, Blaine's not even talking about him.
Nobody cares.
And 3 hours on Reuben Owens.
Yeah.
I mean, is someone talking Fabio? Jack, did maybe the Rummage talk Fabio? Who's talking Fabio?
You know, Ennis
no one talked Fabio.
Is Ennis talking Fabio?
Hell no. You know Ennis is breaking down
Ennis
Reuben
is
Owens'
breaking down Reuben.
You know what
Ennis
he's doing.
Talking football.
Yeah. We're talking football. This is a football school. Put your hand in the dirt, pansy. Get concussed.
Strap that chin strap on, big boy. We're going to butt heads.
Texas says Dribble's password is flat. Nope.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
I thought it was flashlight.
Oh, I know what that.
Fleshlight.
Fleshlight. I know what that is. I've never had one, and that was not my password. I forgot those existed, the fleshlights. Do you know what a fleshlight is, Jack?
He didn't know who Jesse Jackson was. How's he gonna know a flashlight?
Jesse Jackson's brother, the Reverend.
Yep.
You know, Jack.
Oh,
I was in my somehow Comedy Central was on today, and
nice.
South Park was on. I thought of you, and then I changed.
Again, Strebel was getting real hard today.
Yeah, well, I was,
between going to the grocery store, mowing the lawn, and swimming in his pool.
Well, I was going to the shower from the pool.
No, wow.
I walked to the living room and saw it.
Ugh, why are you doing that?
Oh, from the pool to the shower. That's what it was. I was going from the pool to the shower.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, not vice
versa. About to say, if you're going from your the bathroom to your room, you have to go through the... I mean, that's just an odd thing.
It is an odd thing, yes.
Your kids don't want to see that.
No, of course not.
They don't want to do that.
No, absolutely not.
You ever popped one of your kids with the towel, done the towel thing?
You wind it up a little bit?
You ever done that to Kellen?
That's what I'm telling you. Like, hey, you know here, big boy. Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah, he tried to do it to me, too.
I can see Jack having that done to him a lot.
Yeah.
At Jewish sleepaway camp?
Yeah. It's Grossman. Get him.
You hear pop, pop, pop.
Did that happen, Jack?
Oh, he was looking up Bracey Wright stats.
Yes, of course.
I was trying to think of a random ass IU guy.
Leave me alone.
Is Bracey Wright still with us?
He's still playing professionally, I believe.
Okay, well,
crazy because his last year was like 2004, so he's out.
Dude, I always just get real nervous.
You never know.
I never know. Who passed away with the Indiana faithful?
Not IU, but it was Purdue. Caleb Swanigan today.
Well, not today. I mean historically. A.J. Moye is still with us?
No, he's still there. I think James Hardy, the football player?
No, I'm thinking of someone basketball. James Hardy, I think he suited up for the Giants at one point.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah, I think he did.
Wow, IU football and NFL, you don't see that a lot.
In the big city.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
By the way, speaking of the big city, I think Bob took a shot at Shannon the Dude.
Bob Valvano?
About pizza in New York City.
Really?
And I think it was an unwarranted shot. We may need to look that up at some point, too,
like
Jack.
On Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Real? So Shannon the Dude's in the Big Apple?
Yes, he is.
Well, how about that? I didn't know that either. Of course, Bob's going to be very protective of New York.
I'm actually very jealous.
You wanted to go to New York?
No, of Shannon the Dude. Of Shannon the Dude.
Because he's in New York?
No, not because he's in New York. Well, it has nothing to do with
it. Why are you jealous of Shannon the Dude?
Because on the TuneIn app.
Yeah.
And Jack, I don't know. Jack, do you know what I'm getting ready to say here? I'm just wondering. Do you have any idea what I'm getting ready to say?
Not really.
No, okay. So the TuneIn app has pre-roll, if you ever use it.
Okay.
And so there's different times of the day I'm using different apps.
Okay.
Is the best way for me to say it.
All right.
So the TuneIn app has a pre-roll some of the time.
Okay.
And lately, there have been local pre-rolls.
All right. like Vinetti.
No. One of them is, hey, it's Matt Jones for Heine Brothers.
Okay, right, all right. Coffee, name a place, right? Okay.
Okay, but it used to be like, you know, it'd be a national company.
Sure,
it'd be Bose or it'd be, you know, Geico or something like that.
Right,
Chevron.
Okay,
okay, but now
Ford.
We got some local. And I got Matty Bangs on one.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, know someone at Heine Brothers, whatever.
Okay. I didn't know any of this existed. Okay.
Yeah, that's because, Shreebo, you're not listening like we are.
I know.
That's one reason, okay?
Yes.
And then today I heard one, Shannon the Dude, on my pre-roll.
Right.
For, I think it was Godfathers.
Oh, wow. There you go. That place is
and
still...
all I want to do is endorse a strip club.
Yeah, and he's doing
that's
it.
That's all I want to do.
Well, he's the strip club man. He took over the mantle for Vinetti.
Yeah.
Vinetti
bleep
used
off.
To be...
Yeah, bleep off, Strip. That's what I'm telling
you. I know.
I'm telling you, I want some of that.
Well,
I want you to pop on, tune in. It's just some random guy like me saying to go to Godfather's.
Well, you got the Frog down here, man. You got to go. They closed the Frog?
I think. Didn't. Jack?
I have no idea.
Jack? Did you and your parents go at the anniversary?
After Chris Rock?
The anniversary?
After Chris Rock?
Dad just stayed in the car again looking at Bracey Rice
Day.
In Slovakia.
We're going here for a drink.
Slovakia. We're just going in here for a drink.
Yeah, stay in there, Jack.
Yeah, we'll be back in a few.
I didn't know it closed. I was going to say.
I thought it did. I thought we've had this conversation. I don't think you remember anything that we do.
They open and close on a whim.
Yeah.
I think it's like that bookstore.
According to Google, it's open until 3 a.m. tonight.
There you go. The 3 a.m. tonight. There you go. You just pop on over on your way to the boat. You stop in, say, hey, I'm a radio man.
I'm a radio man. I'm on AM radio.
I'm a radio man.
No, don't
What's your name? James Dribble.
No, he's my name.
Don't do that.
Take that, Shannon, dude. You got the Godfather. I got the Rustic Frog in your face.
No, but we don't. That's what I'm saying.
You could. What has to happen? I've never made a sale in my life. I don't know what to do.
Apparently an act of God.
to get the Godfather?
I mean, it's not a national thing, but it's...
I mean, it's something.
I mean, what are we doing
here?
I'm
coming from this in a place of ignorance.
The vetoes are starting,
Are they like the last club standing
know.
In Louisville? Because
no.
I don't know.
Why,
I know a bunch of them shut down.
You're asking that knowing that they're not.
I'm not sucking up to anybody.
Your wife's not listening.
I'm not sucking up to anybody. No, I used to hear on the radio all like commercials for Trixie's and Deja Vu and all these. And the only thing that you hear now is just Godfather. I was legitimately asking, are they the last one like open? I don't know because I know a bunch of them closed.
Yeah, but you weren't listening to our stations if you heard those advertisements.
historically.
It's been a while, man.
Yeah, no, not KSR. Just like I remember there used to be like when Vinetti was on the radio. And they'd be promoting all these different places.
Well, he's on the radio right now, but it's pre-taped.
Yeah, it's pre-taped.
It's from 9:30.
He's talking politics. I mean,
he's talking right wing.
Yeah.
He's talking January 6th.
He's talking, watch out, they're coming to the East End.
That's his partner.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dwight.
It's Dwight. Dwight Whitten.
Dude, he had a haymaker over the weekend. I sent it to you.
No!
It was...
Dwight Whitten on Twitter?
Yeah.
I don't think
And
I'll
I don't know him. If I'm going to be able to find
That's
it.
That's okay.
No, it's such bad radio.
Yeah.
It's such bad radio what I'm doing right now. It was calling someone a wussy.
A wussy?
A wussy. And I go, my God.
That's the word wussy.
Yeah, that's what I think I did. I texted to Vinetti. I go, you need to update your boy's vocab.
Right.
You need to update that.
That's a word Lachlan uses, I think. Lachlan uses wussy.
Speaking of Locke, the Father's Day picture with him and the family and the boyfriend.
I saw that.
How great's that?
Yeah, look how Locke, Carolyn, and Lucy are all together hugging, and then Madison and the boyfriend over on the side.
That boyfriend runs Locke's house. I guarantee.
Yeah, he just walks in.
I need to meet this guy.
Hey, Pops. Just goes right where he needs to go and just walks in. Maybe grabs a little beverage from the refrigerator. And Locke just sits there, I'm watching golf.
Texas says, there's like seven lounges right by Strebel's school. Don't act like you don't know. Yeah,
there are not. No, there are not. That's a lie. There are not.
I mean, that's a lie.
No, the text is a liar. That's a lie. There are not.
Texas says, I can't believe Strebel just asked that. I'm with you. Something's going on.
Nothing's going on. It was a question. I'm serious. There's nothing going on. And that text was a liar. Don't believe the lying text line.
Texas says, was Bob wearing his bike coaching shorts? What? Forget what he said. He said something to Shannon the Dude. I got to find it.
I hope Shannon the Dude responded.
Shannon the Dude tweeted in New York City.
You go to Sbarro?
No, there's like a place. This place operates a business in Times Square and still only charges 99 cents for a pizza slice.
Okay.
Inflation hasn't hit them. What's everyone else's excuse? Bob randomly at 109 today quote tweeted that and said, amazing how many people want to share their expertise on this. When it's obvious they've never even been out there or tried the pizza. I've done both, and it's actually pretty good. Better than many other chain pizza dreck. So if you don't know, just watch and listen. Okay.
So I don't understand.
He's attacking Shannon the Dude, who's just simply in New York City.
And he's eating a pizza slice.
He got two slices for 99 cents.
It was like, hey, this is cool.
And he's just saying, this is great.
Yeah.
I can eat in New York City for $1.98.
Yeah.
And what about inflation? And Bob crushed him.
He did for no reason. Just
Bob
unprovoked.
Crushed him.
Like, it was, that's a weird crush, too.
It is. It's Shannon the Dude.
Yeah, out of nowhere. I mean, Bob just saw that. He got riled up about New York pizza. I mean, the chain dreck.
Oh, by the way, yeah, Mitch did text us. That's what it is. Yeah, there's a little video going around of my man Tyler Beatty.
Oh,
the running back of Missouri,
running
like a sweet route in practice. And Mitch goes, does C-Rod even know what a route is?
Oh.
Hashtag 4 yards up the middle.
It busted your ass, Mitch. How about that?
Mitch, Satterfield doesn't want you on
get
his
away.
Private jet.
Go,
get away.
Go away. No,
get away.
You can't get.
Sea of
way,
Louisville, State of Louisville, whatever.
By the way, Mitch told a haymaker via text last night.
Well, I can't even remember.
I think I'm back on the sat train.
Oh, yeah,
we both
Jack.
Called him out. We were like,
Mitch is back on the sat train.
Like, you never left. You were still back in set and defending him when they were bums. And, I think I'm back now. Yeah, exactly. Mitch never left. He acted like he was like, he was done with Louisville football.
Yeah.
He was done. No, you weren't. Stop it.
It's the same thing you did with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
When Morgan Wallen
said racist stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no tiptoeing around.
Yeah,
that's what he did.
Yeah,
he was there.
Mitch acted like I threw the CDs away. I burned the sleeves of the CDs, Jack.
I took my shirt and I put it in the trash.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. It's like sad.
And then when he came back, oh, he's back. Look at this. He's back.
After the break here, I mean, do you want to bend the knee to Reuben Owens?
I've already
to Satterfield?
Done that. I have.
You're
a
beaten man.
I'm not a beaten man. You're
a beaten man.
I'm a confused man, and I'm a frustrated man.
You talking about your college experiences, or what are we talking about?
No, just over Louisville being successful, recruiting, and frustrated that Kentucky. I mean, they're fine, but they're not this right now. They're not this. You have to talk about this. The Kentucky fans, they're like, well, you know, wait and see. No. This is what's happening in the moment. You can't push things off into the future and say, let's see what happens. No. What's happening right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Jack, right now. Texas says Satterfield's finishing move is called working fools.
We'll see. Yeah.
It's Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
Texas says all these lounges are next to Strebel's school.
They're not. They're not. There's no lounges. Again, another lie. Absolutely not. It's not true.
Oh,
are you
going to
believe them or me who works there every day? About these lounges.
Texas says, no BS, my homeboy's baby mama works at the Frog.
Oh.
And I can get it to happen probably.
There
Hit
you go,
the
Andy.
DMs.
There you go. Hit the DMs, Andy. There you go.
Shannon the dude out of the
way. Get out of the way, Shannon.
Hey, it's Andy Sweeney. Win the take. Me and James Strebel are coming back from a big night at the casino. You know our final plays to unwind and have a little fun is the Rustic Frog.
There you go.
I would say give him a call, but
I don't know if you
who
want
gives
to.
A place like that a call.
Yeah, you just go
Hello,
there.
Hello, are you open?
What do you guys, drink specials?
Booty shaking contest on Thursdays. Jack Grossman night every Tuesday.
Yes, I love Jack. Jack Grossman hosts trivia. Every Tuesday.
What would be Jack Grossman night? Obviously SpongeBob.
Baseball trivia.
But like what music is playing? Whatever MLB the show has had the last couple
years.
I guess
so, yeah.
Good Charlotte.
Better
Jack Harlow.
What's, go Cubs go.
What's yeah, it's just go Cubs go. What's
on a loop for 4 hours.
What's on the MLB the show, Jack? Do you have any idea?
I know the names of any of the damn songs.
It used to be, is it Panic at the Disco?
Panic at the Disco, yes. Sure. Yeah, Panic at the Disco. Ugh.
Is Kill Switch Engage on that?
I don't know.
Five Finger Death Punch.
There was a Jack Harlow song a couple of years
well,
ago.
Well, of course there is.
Of course, because everyone has to put on for Jack Harlow. By the way,
Harlow put on for Reuben Owens.
Of course he did.
How about that?
He's a fake Louisville fan.
I mean, there was someone to say to Louisville that I will pass out.
Oh, for
if Harlow.
Sake.
No, it was Matt McGavick. I will pass out if Harlow, Master P, and somebody, I forget who, are at a game this year.
Yeah.
Like, just
Jack Harlow went to a game last year and got busted and looked like a doofus. So there.
What game did he go to?
The Kentucky game when they got beat and he walked around. Remember he did the
football game.
He did the fake fist bump with the Wildcat mascot, acted too cool, while Will Levis scored a touchdown on his ass. Yeah, you look real cool after that game, punk. By the way, my face on the KFC bucket looked much better than Jack Harlow's face. Did you see that?
That's one of those promotions. Yeah, I don't understand the Jack Harlow thing there, the connection.
Oh, is it the Jack Harlow bill connection. Is like what everyone eats at KFC.
That's
a chicken sandwich, mac and cheese, and a drink. That's his meal. It's like, that's not genius. There's nothing unique or fun about it.
Ty had a Fazoli's, which was what? Spaghetti and a breadstick and Mountain Dew or whatever?
But he's just some transcendent rapper that we're all led to believe that Jack Harlow is. It's like the most basic meal. Like his rhymes, the most basic rhymes.
Not rhymes.
The most basic rapper of all time has the most basic meal. Nothing creative, nothing unique. It's a chicken sandwich and mac and cheese. That's your career, punk.
Check. I'm not going to do a read. I'll tell people about BJ Heating and Cooling on the other end. Just go to break. Just go to break.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Heels up, guns down.
And James Strebel.
Heels down, guns up, bang, 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 bang.
There we go, Jimmy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I need to tell you about a couple different things. BJ Heating and Cooling, after Strebel just did his thing
we decided to move on.
And just do it on the other side of the break.
Sorry.
No, you're not. 812-283-7221. It is hot, hot, hot out right now. You pop that AC on, it's 100 degrees out and something ain't right. You're going to need to call somebody. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com. Again, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. They're on call 24/7, 365 for all those emergencies, upfront pricing, free estimates on on replacements, replacement units, or if you just need a quick fix like I did, they can help you as well. Plus, those Bryant mini splits. Throw one of those on the wall, cool down a room right now, and you're not having to rework your entire system. BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. Anything at all, as it is summer. It is hot, hot, hot. It's BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. So there you go, a little BJ Heating and Cooling on a Tuesday. I'm looking at other things here that I want to get into. Jack, we also have sound. What sound tickled you today? I had something that I specifically wanted to do here, and I cannot remember what it was.
Well, we played some of the Pat sound. We got some blank sound. We have some old lock sound that you requested.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know why.
That's delightful. Why?
You just want to hear Locke's voice?
Yeah.
You want to know what this is for?
Yes.
Again, this is more of a 3 o'clock hour thing.
Okay.
This is, we always run into this.
Right.
Excuse me. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
I'm dying.
Little
today.
Belch, yeah.
Dude, I am dying today. I have been, we just ate and drank on vacation.
Your body's still adjusting.
My body still just feels bad.
Yeah, it happens, yeah.
No part of it feels good at all.
Right.
It all feels bad.
And so your body's trying to recalibrate.
Oh, I'm just gassy.
Yeah.
Is the best way to put it.
That's what happens.
Okay.
A whole rack of ribs, yep.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
It'll put you right to sleep.
Yes.
Yeah, so what do we have, Jack? Go ahead. What do we have today? Anything interesting? I mean, there's a lot of blank.
Yeah, there's a lot of blank. There's some Maben rummage. There's a decent amount of Pat. And, yeah, and the lock stuff. That pretty much covers all of
the
pieces. All
right, let's get to the lock stuff.
Okay.
You know what today is?
No.
Beyonce released a new single. Beyonce.
Oh, today she did?
Today, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess it was today, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Locke gave a hot take on Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? Like 4 years ago?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jack. Play what you got.
Dexter says, Jay-Z gets up at 4:44 to write a hit song, and Locke gets up to pee and think about Bobby Petrino.
Not much.
I mean,
Jay-Z hasn't written a hit song in a decade.
It's been a while.
That's my most controversial take.
Oh, no.
I have a couple buddies, if they're listening. Well, people don't. I'm the younger, more hip one here, even though I'm not hip at all. So when you denounce Jay-Z, it means nothing.
I'll denounce Beyonce. She hasn't had a hit in forever. She's the most overrated whatever. That's my hottest take.
Whoa.
You got Ennis on Twitter bashing Led Zeppelin.
Good.
That's his hottest take.
They're overrated, too.
I think Beyonce's remarkably overrated. That's my hottest take. And yours is
Jay-Z's overrated.
There you go.
Wow. Wow. Lachlan, did he have the beehive after him? After he said
I don't
that?
Know.
Who the F do you think I am? You ain't married to no average B boy. You can watch my fat A twist boy as I bounce to the next D boy. This is your final warning. You know I give you life. If you try this S again, you're going to lose your wife.
Whoa!
How about that?
How about that? I do remember those clips from Lachlan McLean.
Texas says a little belching on a Tuesday.
Yeah. You can taste the dishonesty. It's on your breath as you pass it off so cavalier. From the track, sorry. Looking at my watch, he should have been home. Today I regret the night I put that ring on.
Oh.
He always got them effing excuses. He only want me when I'm not on there. He better call Becky with the good hair.
The last line's the best part.
Jack, do you remember any of that?
Something don't feel right because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight.
Oh, she went after him.
Texas says, Stribble's the biggest fake tough guy out there. He'd love Harlow if he rep Kentucky. Yes. Yeah.
We
all know that.
No, because I wasn't like when Drake was repping Kentucky, I wasn't like loving Drake. So I will push back on that.
Texter says Nick Saban will steal Reuben Owens out of spite because of Satterfield's tampering comments.
Please, 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 please let that happen.
Texter says
please.
It's okay. It's 3 miles, but Strebel literally has to drive past all five of them twice a day when he works.
No, I don't.
Strebel's lying.
Y'all don't know about the South Bend. It's on the other. It's further south. What you're all talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about. You're all a bunch of boobs. You have no idea what you're talking about. A bunch of morons. That's not true at all.
Can I pause you
at
for a second?
All.
That is the oldest thing you've ever said.
What, calling people a bunch of boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's true?
It's uncomfortable. It's
no,
an,
their
it's
lives
odd,
are uncomfortable.
It's an odd subject, given that what we're talking about.
I understand.
And it's an old grandfather
thing. I don't know why it popped in my head, but it did. But all these people are misinformed, and they're stupid.
Well, you also told me they weren't getting Ruben Owens yesterday. So, I'm, you
What's Jack
know,
doing?
I don't know.
What's Jack doing?
I have no idea.
Jack's like, we're going to play this sound, then we're just going to give you Dean
sound. It's on the opposite end of the highway. It's on the opposite. It's going down Fort Knox. I'm closer to going towards the bridge, to north, the north side. I'm on the north side of the highway, not the south side of the highway, you idiots.
Body Language Lounge did not know that existed.
I'm
Jack
sorry,
just
but,
wants a place out.
He does.
Jack,
he does.
Are you okay?
Like,
he's
you're
is Jack,
Jack
okay right now? He started playing something Diener related.
He's a Diener and Blake sound. But I'm sorry that I got that bad over that. But these people don't know the South End. And quit trying to one-up me because you don't know the geography of the South End. So take your text and delete it, morons.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the South End. You need to settle down.
I need
the
to settle down. No, this Why is crap. Because these people are acting like they're getting me, and they're not getting me at all.
The South End forsaken you for Nick Roush.
No, they didn't forsake me for Nick Roush.
Listen, you need to tell the South End to buzz off. You should be embarrassed over there every day.
No,
they picked Nick Roush and KSR wrestling over you.
I'm embarrassed that these people don't know any geography whatsoever and try to, like, swerve in the street because my phone said so. Your phone's wrong, stupid.
Texas says, what would Big Rig's KFC meal be? Well, now it's nothing.
Nothing.
What would it be back in the day?
They don't have their wedges anymore. I used to love their wedges. I was a big fan of
them. They don't
have
wedges anymore.
No, they have french fries. They have like regular fries. They did away with the wedges, which is
really
like blasphemy to me. Yeah, I have no idea why they did that.
Huh.
Yeah. But I love their wedges.
I had no idea.
And they had hot wings. Like, they used to have hot wings. They were really good, too. They had some good hot wings.
Texas has Godfather's Cardinal Stadium.
Not as good as Indy's hot wings. Those are the best hot wings in the city.
Well, there you go.
They are. They're awesome. I know the owner.
I would say this.
I can vouch for that. The Indy's hot wings are really good.
Hang on. You know the owners?
Yeah, I went to high school with them.
Like the owners of all of them? Or
of all
just,
of them.
They own all of them?
All of them, yep.
I didn't know if they were franchised.
No. I know the people that like created Indy's, and I went to high school with them. Yeah, I know the family.
Let's get them on the show.
Yeah, I could.
Let's go.
I could. I know.
The Indy's chicken hot take with Strieble.
Yeah,
They might not like. I mean, actually, they probably will like it.
They
if
probably
you
will.
Jack Harlow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they would because he's a KFC guy. See, I'm hometown. I'm more Louisville than Jack Harlow. I support Indy's. That's a Louisville restaurant. That ain't a chain restaurant like KFC. How about that? I'm more Louisville than you, Jack Harlow.
How about
that? I need an Indy's meal. That's what I need.
Texas says, even for Strieble, this is an odd thing to get so upset about.
What, the lounge thing?
Texas says, Strieble teaches near Fort Knox. It's all strip clubs and liquor stores.
I don't teach near Fort Knox.
He teaches in the middle of Sodom and Gomorrah.
I don't. It's not in Fort Knox. I'm not close to Fort Knox.
Sodom and Gomorrah, they were two cities,
Two cities, correct, yes.
Jack, do Jewish people talk about Sodom and Gomorrah? That's an Old Testament thing,
Old
right?
Testament. Oh, yeah.
So they probably do.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, there was Lot. Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Lot was Abraham's brother, Jack?
Yes, I believe that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Jack, you lifted the groom on the chair. We never talked about
I
that
did.
Last week.
Yes.
Or yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
How was that?
It was my first time doing it. It was fun.
So you were the main guys then. You just didn't have like a pinky. Like you were on the main.
You were like holding one of the legs of the chair.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So, like,
that's awesome.
Like if I give out, then bad things happen.
Wow. So who chooses that? Is that a groom thing or is it a spur of the moment
it's
thing?
It's very much a spur of the moment.
Oh, that's
thing.
What I thought it was.
Okay.
Like just someone pointed at me and said, "Go grab the chair." And I was like, "Okay."
Like, "All right, let's go." They saw a big guy. They're like, "Hey,
pretty much.
Big strong guy, grab that chair. Yeah, let's go."
Yeah, that's basically what happened.
There we go.
Yeah, so big guys get in situations like that. Like, people expect them to, like, lift stuff all the time. Yeah. I've had that all
you
my
get
entire
that a
life.
Lot.
I've had it my entire life.
Like, hey, big guy,
hey,
help me
over
here
with this couch, big guy. Or
big guy.
Whatever, yeah, absolutely, yes.
Big guy. Do you guys have any take? I was going to, you know what? I know neither one of you have any take on Golf Guy again today.
Brooks Koepka?
About Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
I know you don't. No, you already took my run of biscuit earlier.
Yeah.
I already took my run of biscuit earlier.
That's
so,
all I have.
I mean, come on.
I just hope the Live Tour takes everybody at this point. I hope Morikawa goes and they're all sad about it. That's what I hope.
Me
I really
too.
Do. Yeah.
That's what I hope.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys this. 437-9680. If you had to guess, and we'll maybe do this tomorrow, how do you think this works out for Satterfield?
Well,
let's go from now to how does he finish off the class? Because well, let's talk about this tomorrow more.
Okay,
think about this for the next couple minutes. By the way, Jack, do you want to do 10 minutes of radio here, right?
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Well, the Reds come on at 6:10.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
10 minutes of Ruben Owens talk.
Yes. A little Ruben Owens talk on a Tuesday
before
you go out to the Reds and Dodgers.
LA wins approximately 19-2 tonight.
Now, they're the second best team in baseball, right? It's the Yankees, then the Dodgers.
I would even say maybe the Mets are second.
Really? Okay.
Potentially.
I know they're like the top three. I know the Yankees had the best record.
There you go.
See, I know a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, the Dodgers have the third best record in
baseball. Best record. Okay.
So there you go.
Up there. All right.
What was I going to say? Oh, from now to how he finishes the class this season, like, and going into next season, like, is... I don't want to say long term because then people start talking about like a decade. I don't mean that. But like, is he turning it around? Is he actually going to do this? Because Louisville and Kentucky fans did not think he was going to do that.
Right.
Until.
That's fair.
Now?
Until
maybe.
This past weekend, really.
Until maybe now.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, maybe now, this weekend, maybe it was a little bit before then. Like, you know. Is all of this NIL going to work out?
Right.
Is Pierce Clarkson going to work out? I mean, he is at a position to where it's very hit or miss.
Yeah.
It's extremely hit or miss. What does anything matter that what they do this year? Does any of it matter? Does the record matter? Does how they play matter?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think something, I mean, like Pete Thomas. I mean, Pete Thomas can't be making very much.
Right.
In coaching
he go
standards.
Somewhere else?
Well,
like,
I mean, think you're talking about putting money into things. I mean, Pete Thomas is probably looking at some sort of a raise.
Right.
You want to make sure he is, at least until signing day, not going to
right.
fill in the blank, maybe a West Coast school. Like, do you think this actually works in any way? What's going on here?
I think to some level it will. I just have to be – I can't dismiss it because it's happening. Because he's already done something that I and you and Jack and everybody, even Louisville fans, except for Mark Blankenbaker, never expected to happen. So I can't dismiss it completely. But at the same time, it's like I just have such little respect for Scott Satterfield. I just do. He's shown nothing as a head coach outside of what's happening right now that leads anyone to have...
You can win eight games doing that, Strebel.
Yeah, no, I know.
You can go 8-4 with good players and not having to be the greatest savant of a coach.
Right, yeah.
You can
go 8-4.
You can have a job forever making $4 million a year doing that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I can't dismiss it. I can't dismiss that he's turned it around with what I've seen in the short term. But we've seen guys get good classes stink. And get fired.
Well, it's going to take time.
It's going to take
a couple years. There aren't a lot of programs that are playing a lot of true freshmen.
But I mean, that's the thing is like, how long is Louisville going to be like willing to put up with it if he's not good this year and next year?
I have no idea.
Because you're right. I mean, these freshmen are going to come in, and Louisville fans are acting like they're going to play right away.
Well, and
that rarely happens.
And Louisville fans are not going to be able to go this season and go 6-6 and lose to Kentucky,
right.
And lose some heartbreaking type games, and let it slide.
Right.
It's nice to say that,
sure.
But you're not going to be able to do that.
No, if you go out and you lose, you go to Central Florida and you lose.
Yeah.
Like no one's going to be talking about Ruben Owens. They're going to be mad. They're going to be mad that you lost to Gus Malzahn.
Or it works out. Whatever number that is, or it works out. Jack, you have any thoughts, or you want to do this on the other end? Actually, we should tease it.
Yeah, we should tease it.
How about that?
What does Jack think?
What does Jack think about Ruben Owens and Scott Satterfield? Find out next.